Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you all are here. It almost looks like there's not as many because the chairs are all switched up, but no, it's good. Glad to see you all here and worshiping with us this morning. Just like looking at the sunrise and thinking that it was a beautiful sunrise this morning, which it is. And it's just, I just don't think sunrises in the summer are necessarily as beautiful. Probably just because they're a lot earlier in the day. So I really like the ones that you can actually get up and see, because you all know full well that I'm not getting up to see the ones in the summer because it's just way too early. But we're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you want to look to your bulletin, you can see the blood drive on November 11th through the 12th for the Bokeeter Memorial Blood Drive. If you guys are interested in that, there's all the information in there, and get signed up for that as soon as possible. Also, there's a community Thanksgiving Eve service on November 24th. There's the details of that at the Freedom Church, and it's going to be at 4 o'clock. If you guys want to attend that, that would be awesome. And then also our Thanksgiving Eve service. We are decided that we're taking the love offering for Mackenzie Kopecky for that as she battles her cancer treatments and all that stuff. So make note of that and plan to be here for that day. Also, the Sunday School Christmas program is on December 15th, and just know that in the opening time, we're going to be practicing that for the primary and junior departments for the singing open time. So, also, somebody must have lost a tablet at the church. If you are still missing that, it's still here. So, talk to Pastor Jim if you don't have that and you need that back. So, are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship. Our call to worship is from 1 Timothy 2, 5 and 6. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time.
If you'll take your hymn books and stand with me, we're going to sing number 195, or look up on the screens, Nothing But the Blood, number 195. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness,
nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You'll take this time to greet one another, and maybe a little more difficult, but grateful you're here today. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. We are grateful that you've each chosen to worship with us today, and those that are joining us online as well. As we do observe, we had a wedding here yesterday, and I know Eli and Carly would like us to continue to pray for them as they start life together, and grateful for the opportunity to witness their coming together, as well as to see Pastor Andrew and Marissa and family as he came to do the service. Also was given a request. Ed Morgan has a bone spur removal tomorrow at 7:30 in Pier, and so I know he and Bonnie would appreciate our prayers as he goes through that procedure, as well as all the adjustments for meds and things like that. So we'll be praying for Ed tomorrow and Bonnie, especially as they drive in the dark. It is almost time for the time change. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
My sister-in-law, Diane, had her knee removed on Monday. They just are put a spacer in right now. She won't actually get a knee replacement for don't know how long. She's got to have infusions 3 times a day for the next 6 weeks at least to try to get rid of the infection. And she got to go back home, and Chuck is doing the infusions.
So thank you for, yes, they definitely both need prayer. So thank you for the update on Ron and June's sister-in-law, Diane. She's been dealing with this infection, but she had to have her knee removed and then entering into 6 weeks of antibiotic treatments and infusions. And then as that clears up, then they'll start looking at knee replacement. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mike. Wonderful. We do like praises. Those are wonderful updates. Jody Heeb's heart med has been working, the adjustment there. Kaylee, their friend in Hawaii that is dealing with some pregnancy issues, the baby has rotated to the correct position, so that is a huge answer to prayer. And then their friend Sarah had a torn muscle, and that leg is healing up nicely. So those are awesome to hear how God has been working. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah. Shirley.
To get home, he and his brother Calvin went down to Tour Topping Reserve to see their brother Vernon. Vernon is not home. And he made it clear to me he wanted to be able to see him before he had to go to the funeral.
Okay. So we'll be praying for Ernie's travels, but he and his brother Calvin went to go see their other brother Vernon down in Missouri. Vernon, we've been praying for several years, and his health is still declining, and they wanted to go see him one more time while he was still living. And so we'll be praying for travel mercies, as well as just as the two brothers reflect on their way home. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Dale. Omar, the last update I had, he was able to come home as the same day surgery, so that was better than expected. So he's home healing, and I'll touch base with him next week as he might feel like more company showing up. But also it was good to see Dale moving around much better too. So, any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Deb. Deb. So Brad had carpal tunnel, and that went well so far. And so we'll pray for healing as well as some other upcoming surgeries. And then Mike. And mom and baby's name?
Amelia Rose.
And your niece's name? Michaela, there we go. All right. Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this beautiful fall morning. The opportunities we see around us of the harvest, the signs that it is indeed fall, and we are grateful for the lessons that we learn, especially about patience. As we reflect back on how wet the spring was and how moisture did come, Father, we know you know our need, both for getting crops out of the field, but also the moisture we need to recharge the pastures. Father, I pray that you would provide safety for all those that are out and about, both getting crops out of the field, working cattle. We also thank you for those that come into our area and the opportunity to be salt and light to them as they come for the pheasant season and other game and other seasons that are on our calendar. And they come and are part of our community for such a short time. Help us to not only be welcoming and friendly, but also to be a salt and light for you, to be your hands and feet for the needs that they may have, both physical, but also the deeper ones, you know, the spiritual needs. And Father, you have called us to be your witnesses. And that is a task that we can only be empowered by your Spirit. So I pray that you would use us, but also that you would help us to be clean vessels. We thank you that all of our sins, past, present, and future, have been laid upon Christ, and that by his death, it is finished. By his resurrection, we see that the sacrifice has been accepted. By his ascension, he now is seated at your right hand as his work is completed. But he also intercedes on our behalf. Father, we lift these requests to you and ask that you would be working both on the ones that have been stated, but also the ones that weigh us down on our hearts. Father, we lift up Ed and Bonnie to you and the procedure for tomorrow, that you give them safety and travel, but also for this bone spur to be removed and just the adjustments of meds, and that you would continue to work in Ed's life. We thank you for the legacy and the testimony that he and Bonnie have, and we just pray for their time tomorrow, that you give them peace of mind and heart and healing. We also lift up June and Ron's sister-in-law, Diane, with her health issues, and now with her knee being removed and the infusions. We pray for her and Chuck through this time, that you would not only heal her physically, but speak into their lives with the saving message of Jesus Christ. We thank you that they have seen and can testify to the power of prayer. We pray that that would soften their hearts and draw them to you. We also are grateful for how you, as the great physician, heal. We are grateful for your work in Jody Heeb's life and how the medication switch has been working better for Kaylee, and the concern with the pregnancy and seeing your hand help rotate the baby and things progressing better. We also lift up Sarah and her continued healing with her leg, and grateful that she's got more mobility. We also think of Omar and just ask that you would continue to heal, and for Darlene as his helpmate and the family as he begins the arduous task of physical therapy, giving patience, but also the strength he needs to gain the mobility he's looking for. We also lift up Brad Bilkey and his carpal tunnel surgery, grateful that it has gone well, and for continued healing and the next surgeries, that you would bring them peace of mind and heart, that to not be looking so far ahead, to heap upon the anxiety that can come. Just ask that you would bring peace, but also for healing. And we are grateful for Mike becoming a great uncle, for Michaela and the health challenges she's faced, for little Amelia Rose, that you would be strengthening both, and just the testimony that Amelia is, that Michaela would draw strength, but also just rejoice in your great hand in this whole situation. We also lift up Eli and Carly as they begin life together. We are grateful for the life of being married. We ask that you would help strengthen them. Be with Carly as she finishes school, for Eli as they establish their home here, and as well as wait for her to get done with classes so that they can be here full time. Just be with all the travels that they'll have. But first and foremost, we ask that they would truly seek after you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. We lift up our ministries to you. We thank you for the opportunity of Club Rock to speak into the lives of our students, for our youth group, and each of the lives that are touched, and for each of our volunteers, and for Pastor Abe and Diana as they invest in the lives and guide these ministries. We ask that you give them wisdom. Father, we pray for the ministries that we support around the world. We pray for the Mainses, and especially with still being in hurricane season in Grenada. Also ask that you would give wisdom as the leadership transition for the school, that the school would continue to thrive and allow Reuben and Susan the opportunity to transition into a different phase of life. We lift up this world and the election. Just ask that we as your people would seek first your kingdom and know that your kingdom is never changing. For the privilege and the rights that we have in our country, help us to exercise them in wisdom and in truth. We do pray for our elected leaders that you would help them to seek after you. For the offering we're about to receive, we just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's good to be back in the house of the Lord again. I look forward to it because I can be refreshed and built and filled up. I can tell when I miss it. Being in the presence of fellow believers and hearing God's word just helps my days to go better. Let's stand and sing a few praises.
Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch.
last song. And I think that we can all, this give us clean hands, we can all use that as a prayer for our generation, no matter what generation we're part of. Know that we may all seek God and may all seek to keep ourselves clean. We can get really caught up in the busyness and the chaos of the events going on around different times of the year. But we got to remember that, I got to remember to slow down and come back to the things that God has done for me and give God praise for his blessings and open myself up to let God use me to help others as well.
Thank you. that the wrath of God was satisfied when Christ died on the cross for our sins, and that through his willing sacrificial death that we have been given the opportunity
to be your children,
to know that our sins have been completely paid for, and that we will spend eternity with you. Thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.